All right. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas. I'm your host today, and I'm joining you from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara, California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before New Skin was a workaholic mortgage broker and small business owner, and I now enjoy my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to the other to grow my business. In my youth, I competed in one events in bodybuilding and weightlifting. I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and enter 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AZOC PR90 program, which is based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. So contact your personal Nu Skin representative or Nu Skin product support for more details on the program. And, of course, check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find an archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, or Solutions for Anti-Aging, one word with the number 4 in there, Solutions for Anti-Aging. Today's topic is 5 essential tips for losing belly fat, according to personal trainers. My little bout in the hospital for 14, 15 days, whatever the heck it was, I dropped a total of about 22 pounds. And actually, on the good side of that was I lost a lot of visceral fat. My belly fat went down, and what little bit of lumb handles I did have are disappeared. And so now I'm starting to build a back from some vegetable-based, plant-based protein and start filling out again, and maybe he stay a little leaner. But let's figure out how we can whittle down that belly fat here. This story was by Dan Marzullo, a few months old, it's about a six-minute read, so hang on here. So if you ask 10 people about their health and fitness goal, 5 will probably mention losing belly fat. But getting rid of belly fat is about so much more than how you look. Excessive belly fat poses a serious risk to your health. After all, the fat in your midsection doesn't just sit under the surface. It builds up around your internal organs. And it doesn't just sit there. Belly fat releases immune system chemicals called cytokines, C-Y-T-O-K-I-N-N-E-S, which can increase your risk of cardiovascular disease and other health issues, including diabetes and even some types of cancer. One Oxford study found, for example, that each additional inch of fat around the stomach increases a person's relative risk of heart failure by 11%. The first step in losing belly fat is acknowledging that you can't spot target fat loss in specific parts of the body. The only way to lose belly fat is to lose fat everywhere with nutrition and exercise. But there are ways to tailor your diet and exercise routine to be more, or should we say less, belly fat friendly. The crucial point is not to treat losing belly fat as something you do for a short period of time. This is a lifelong fight, and therefore you need to find exercise and diet habits that you can stick to, incorporate in your life, and dare we say, even enjoy. Number 1, prioritize compound strength exercises. Moving your body more is critical to losing fat. And although there's no exercise that can melt away belly fat in particular, as opposed to other fat in the body, some exercises offer more bang for your buck when it comes to burning calories and losing fat. Julie Schaefer, personal trainer and owner of Aspire Athletics Gym in Seattle, Washington, prioritizes compound strength training exercises that work more than one muscle group at a time, like squats or deadlifts. Compound movements recruit the entire body, maximizing calorie burn over time. Building a routine full of compound strength exercises will help you get in a full body workout in less time, leading to more calories burned and more fat loss. Because the more muscle groups work by a single exercise, the better for burning fat. Some compound strength exercises include squats, deadlifts, pull-ups, push-ups, cleans, and push presses. Number 2, use cardio to accelerate fat loss. Compound movements aren't the only exercise you should include in your workout routine. Evie Ray, master trainer and owner of
Jacked Muscle Training Facility in Colorado Springs, Colorado, emphasizes the value of cardio workouts in addition to weightlifting. I recommend higher intensity or interval cardio to lose body fat while conserving muscle mass. High intensity interval training, or known as HIIT, increases your metabolic rate more than many forms of steady state exercise, meaning you burn more calories long after your workout is over. This is commonly referred to as the afterburn effect. Interval training workouts are typically shorter than steady state cardio, while including bouts of rest and recovery, which help preserve muscle mass. Cardio can be an amazing tool for fat loss and body composition. HIIT tends to have the largest payoff for myself and clients. To make your cardio work for your fitness goals, push yourself outside your cardio comfort zone for 15 to 20 minutes during your workout. Whether running, biking, swimming, or something else entirely, cardio should be challenging enough that you can't go much longer by the time you finish your high-intensity workout or your interval of HIIT. Number three, keep nutrition simple. There are a million and one fad diets that proponents claim to lead to miracle fat loss. Boy, isn't that true? They're fads for a reason. You don't need to follow any nutrition trend to hit your health and fitness goals, Schaefer says. There's no reason to reinvent the wheel, so don't get caught up in complicated diets like keto or intermittent fasting. Rather, focus on basic principles of healthy nutrition. Eat a balanced diet with complex carbs, fruits, veggies, lean protein, and healthy fats from vegetables or fish oils. Limit processed foods and added sugars. Consume less calories than the number you burn each day to lose weight. Additionally, Schaefer recommends aiming for meals spaced 3 to 5 hours apart throughout the day and including at least one serving of vegetables with two of those meals. For fat loss, keep your protein intake high. Most research suggests eating 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight each day is ideal. Choose lean protein sources such as fish, egg whites, meat, white poultry, tofu when possible. Protein shakes can also help you hit your protein goals where you don't have access to whole foods or time to cook. Because every individual is unique with different genetics, lifestyles, and circumstances, the ideal protocol for fat loss will look different from one person to another. You may have to use some trial and a little bit of error to determine what feels right and works for you. Still, the principles are simple. Don't get overwhelmed with specific niche advice that might not work for you. Instead, Schaefer recommends tracking your food for 3 to 5 days to understand your eating habits and patterns better. There you can start to make changes with your diet. Number four, mitigate stress with more sleep. I've been going to bed earlier than I have been for years, and I have to admit, I'm enjoying it. I'm feeling more refreshed and I'm getting more sleep. So it might be something to the sleep thing. Anyway, people often think their health comes down to two main factors, diet and exercise. And although both are essential for weight loss, you shouldn't overlook sleep and stress. Research shows insufficient sleep is associated with a higher body mass index, BMI, obesity, and poor eating habits. A lack of sleep compromises the body's ability to regulate hormones that control metabolism. Feeling groggy also hurts your ability to make healthy food choices by lowering your self-control. Several studies show that sleep deprivation makes people more likely to choose higher calorie foods with more sugar and fat than when they're fully rested. In other words, you're sabotaging your fat loss efforts if you're not getting enough sleep. As Ray puts it, your body can't continue to run well for you if you're not taking care of its basic needs. Strive for 7 to 8 hours of sleep each night. And I'm now getting 7 versus my previous 6 is what's happening to me, so I do feel better. Better sleep also helps relieve stress, which facilitates fat loss. Poor sleep habits spike cortisol levels, a stress hormone that tells the body to conserve energy, ultimately leading it to retain more fat. And number five, ditch motivation and create new habits. Many people believe their motivation and willpower are enough to reach their goals. But the truth is, motivation alone doesn't work. In Schaefer's experience, motivation will come and go. But the habits you put time and energy into creating will keep you chugging forward. Her biggest tip, set little benchmarks along the way to stay motivated. Consistency is key. Building habits is key. Even if your main goal is to lose belly fat, Shaper recommends setting strength goals such as lifting an additional 5 pounds each week and celebrating those achievements when you hit them. Celebrate other achievements during your journey too, like having more energy, getting better sleep, or experiencing fewer cravings. You need a one-day-at-a-time approach to build habits that will set you up for long-term success. Focus on small practices and pick one or two to work on weekly. For example, start with a goal of drinking half your body weight in ounces of water every day. After staying consistent for a week, focus on adding veggies to dinner every night. Don't take on more than you can handle at one time, or else you end up frustrated and discouraged. Don't look at the end goal. Instead, learn to enjoy the process and the small goals you hit along the way. Above all, you need consistency in your plan and the patience to see it through. So, 5 essential steps for losing belly fat. Ditch motivation, create new habits. It's the new habits that will get you there. You may or may not stay motivated or excited or jumping up and down, but once it becomes a habit, it becomes a lifestyle, you got it. Mitigate sleep stress with more sleep. You get 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night. You'll feel better. Everything will work a little better, I think. Let's see here. Keep nutrition simple. Stay off the gimmicks. Drinking soup every other day and eating celery or cooked carrots on odd days. Forget all that nonsense stuff. Find something basic that works. Keep nutrition simple. Use cardio to accelerate fat loss. I said at the gym I'm for cardio, most of mine probably comes on the treadmill, and it's walking, a little bit of running, jogging on irritation. I always put it on incline, always put it on random, so my pace is picking up, slowing down. You can see my heart rate go up, come back down, and it does it in intervals automatically. And you do the same thing while you pick up the pace and maybe jog a little bit for a minute and walk for 2 minutes. Jog a minute, walk for 2 minutes. You can do that with or without a treadmill out in the real world. Pair of good tennis shoes and get outdoors. And then prioritize compound strength exercises. The basics are probably what you need initially, not all the weird curls and everything. Hey, body squats are fine. You don't have to do it with a lot of weight. Push-ups, pull-ups, other calisthenic exercises can help you do that. But try to work and tie more muscles at one time versus just an isolated muscle like a bicep curl or tricep press or something like that. Do full body exercises, overhead presses, which engage lots of muscles, your back, your shoulders, your delts, your traps, and all that stuff. So anyway, there's the tips. I remind you these calls are recorded and posted on soundcloud.com. I rested on Tuesday, didn't post them, so today I'll bring it all up to speed and get everything out there for you. And go to soundcloud.com and you can type in either TR90 or my name's Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, or Solutions for Any Aging. You'll find our TR90 wait list archive and all the other archives we have set there for over the years, probably 10, 15 years worth of education there if you want to stop by and check it out. All right, let's open up the lines and make it a great day. Let's see here. Mute, unmute.
Thank you, Frank. That was great. And I have to concur about the getting enough sleep because that makes a huge difference. Actually sets your brain up for making good decisions for the next couple of days, too. So it does wonderful things.
Yeah, I can tell a difference. And listening to my head, literally one of my headsets disconnected itself here. I hope you guys heard me.
I can hear you.
Okay, we're back. It seems to be okay. But no, I just start going to sleep about an hour earlier than I normally do, and I have to admit I can physically tell a difference as I wake up in the morning. And I'm more refreshed, and okay, so I started a new habit, going to bed a little earlier, you know, and maybe because of my age as well too, and haven't been in the hospital for a while. But I said, hey, I'm tired, I'm going to bed now. Hey, I'm kind of liking this, you know, not watching all this crap on TV so late, so I'm staying up late. So it's good, it's a good thing. What's your story? What are you doing tomorrow, Susan? What's your topic, do you know?
I am actually talking about more main dish recipes to add into that TR90 lifestyle so that we can get those extra veggies in because veggies are nutrient dense and we want nutrient density in our lifestyle. So there we are.
I'm amazed at things I did not. I hated carrots as a kid. I hated corn as a kid. I liked green peas. I like string beans. I absolutely never ate broccoli or any of that stuff, and I eat all of that now. I love veggies. my attitude changed. And so I try to incorporate veggies. Certainly, almost every dinner we have something. And I know that I get them too much earlier throughout the day. That's where my life pack probably comes in. But veggies are good, man. I love spinach. I wouldn't touch any of that stuff as a child, man. Apologies to my poor mom.
Yeah.
She ruffled what you'd eat.
We try our best to get our little darlings to do what's best for them, and sometimes they just don't want to do it.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I can empathize with that.
Yeah, I was a kid. Well, you're going to sit there till you eat it. Well, okay, I guess I'll be here all week. My friends will miss me, but I'm not eating this stuff. That was me. So, all right, guys. With that said, go out and make it a great day. Do something great. If you're building your business, do something to build your business, attract somebody, move some more products, to do something positive out there. And I'll be back here on next Tuesday. And please stop in again and check out Susan tomorrow morning at 6:40 a.m. Pacific time. Adjust for your time zone. All right, everybody. Bye-bye. Make it great.
You too. Have a great day.
Bye, Susan.